Blog Talk Radio.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day. Providing for me, great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace, help me say.
Provide.
I'm blessed. what your family said. Oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free, living now my dreams. God's been good to me.
Nobody greater than you. lift those hands, singer, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody. You lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater. No matter where you look or where you
nobody
go,
great.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
We came to lift you up.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, everyone in the building, singing. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody's greater.
Yes. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. I'm flying solo tonight, your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. This is Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, where we do poetry of all genres, and we take our socks off. Tonight is a night for a photo challenge. I posted a picture of some words that said, family is not anything important, it's everything. And the challenge I set forth was that you write a piece according to how that those words affected you or touched you. So we're going to talk about family, hopefully, and men, family, recognize and appreciate family. We don't have many callers, so, at this moment anyway. So what I'm thinking is we're going to do a piece of peace. I'm going to play a couple songs, give other people time to come on. Then we're going to come back and go to another round. But before we go there, I'm going to go before the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, first and foremost, for just being who you are. We come before you humbly this evening, Father God, first, asking for forgiveness for anything that we have done that was against you, anything that we had not done that we should have. Father God, we just come before you this evening asking that you would have your way in this program, Father God, as we uphold family. Let us keep each other in prayer, Father God. Let us love one another. Times are too tenuous right now, Lord. And family recognize themselves and come together. Father God, I want to hold up my co-host, my partner in praise, Van Meadows, Father God, and the things that he's going through right now. Touch him, Lord. Uplift him, empower him, Father God. Give him peace. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. I'd like to hold up all the hosts of the various shows of Epiphany and the other poetic communities, Father God. We are your scribes. Just give us your grace and use us, Lord. So we offer this program up to you, Father. Just ask that you would have your way, steer it in the direction that you would have it to go. We love you and we pray these things in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, so I guess that means that I have to start things off. C-Van, where are you when I need you? But this was not a difficult right because I love my family. So with that, I have a piece that's entitled Family. DNA, blood, and lineage aren't always the things of family. Other traits come into play, like love, honor, and loyalty. I have lived through many occasions when I was down and out, when it seemed I was all alone and almost ready to check out. And from the least expected source came someone to remind me whose I was and to guide me back on course. That's family. There have been times when I was stranded and was out of the way, when a brother or a nephew showed up and saved the day. That's family. Being taught to reverence the Lord and being taught how to serve and praise our God. Someone to pluck you in the head when you're in church, starting to nod. That's family. That sibling who goes the extra mile to ensure you have all you need to survive and to thrive, who won't give up on you until your own strength revives. That's family. Family is everything to us. Family is simply the love of Jesus. So yes, family is important, but true family goes a long way beyond. Family is everything, both the present and those who have gone on. Recognize and appreciate the family that shares your life. And the best thing is the family we are grafted into, the family of Jesus Christ. That's that piece. I was kind of wondering which direction I was for the show. And nothing came to mind, and then I just started writing. That's what we got. So with that being said and done, why not open up the first line? And we're going to 267. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Pastor Racer Eric. How are you tonight?
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
You know what, that is my, that has got to be one of my most favorite songs. Nobody Greater.
Which one?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
Greater. That's one of my favorite,
okay.
favorite songs. Oh, God. Try singing that
simple
without raising point. Your hands and closing your eyes and throwing your head back. I'm trying to tell you, Nobody Greater. That is one of my songs.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you.
Nobody
Woo!
Greater.
I love
Jesus.
That song. Yes, yes, yes,
Indeed.
Yes, yes. Okay. Man.
Matter of fact,
how are
go
you tonight?
All of the poets that are here tonight, we're going to play that one again. But anyway, I'm doing
all cool. right.
It's a good night.
Can I put in a request? Can I put in a song request?
I guess.
You
Is it
guess?
In the studio?
It's in my, yeah, it's in my okay. file. It's going down. It's
Uh-oh.
Your spirit.
Okay.
It's
when it,
spirit.
You can
it's
go
it's
in the studio, and when we go back to the music, you can play it. How about
Oh, let me log in. All right, I'll be waiting.
You know you asked for special requests. You got to go to work, too.
Oh, man.
You got this. You can't multitask.
Just when you thought you had a night off, huh?
Okay.
They pulled me back in.
Okay. Hey.
It's all good.
That's
it's
how we
good.
Do it. It is a time.
Yeah, yeah.
How was your week?
All good. It's good, actually. Aside from my normal aches and pains and pills, it's
mm-hmm.
good. It's all good.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, did you answer the photo challenge?
I didn't. I just I just saw what you were, I didn't even write anything. I really didn't. But I need my spirituals for, you know, I need them all day, every day. But this particular day, I can get it without, you know, it's effortlessly.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it happens to all of us. It's part of the process.
It is. And it's a good
ever evolving process. So there's always going to be twists and turns. That's all right.
Always.
Things definitely happen for a reason.
Yeah, but you know what? Around every twist and turn, and he's right there. He's right there. Yes. Okay.
That's right. You know why? You know why? Because nobody's greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Oh, my God. I can't help myself. I love that song. I'm trying to tell you. I used to play that song.
I
used to have it on repeat, okay? And my husband would be upstairs, and he'll be like, don't you know any of the gospel songs? I'm like, yes. He said, I know you do. Don't you get tired of that?
Hey, believe
I said,
it or not,
no.
I do.
No, I get tired
hey,
of
believe
it.
Believe it
or
you
not,
can't I
tell?
Do.
Look.
But did
I
you
love
bring
that
a piece
song.
For us tonight? Since you didn't
I have something.
I did have something. Hold on, before you go, I did have something for you, Danielle.
Okay.
Want to know what it is?
Of course I do.
Still couldn't find nobody.
lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Carry a tune and a bucket of water across the room, but I don't care. I love the
That's
Lord.
Right.
So it is what it
Praise
is.
Praise from the heart is a sweet smelling to the Lord's nose. So
absolutely.
It's not about what we hear and how we perceive, nothing. So
okay.
What did you bring for us? Now get back on track.
Okay. This is called He Really Does Love Me.
Uh-huh. He Really Does Love Me. I bet he does.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is yours, Queen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Every morning he wakes me and fills me with light, and it strengthens me. And I just breathe deep because I know his love, and it surrounds me and runs all through me. And it is an indescribable joy. And I thank him every day for everything. And at the ending of some of my days, I sometimes am at a loss. So before I retreat to an unconscious state, I give all my stress to him. And he takes it away and puts my mind, spirit at ease. Because he knows that that is so desperately what I need. Now, I fight daily with my flesh because I'm human, and it's completely natural to have a desire for a mate. Yet there lies a fear within me of possibly facing a heartbreak once again. So he calms that within me. Throughout my lifetime, I've done some things that have deemed me unworthy of his unconditional, everlasting, fulfilling love from above. All of that, he's never failed me because it's not in his plan. He told me, fear thou not, for I am with thee. So I know he really does love me, and that's that peace.
Ooh, girl. That peace right there. Hmm. Really does love me.
Oh yeah.
And the way you presented it, it was just like reverencing him. That's the word. It was intimate. I felt you. He does love me. I felt that indescribable joy, you know.
Oh yeah.
I love that. You took us on a journey through, I think, an emotional battle and things that we all, as believers, go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that realization that despite me being me, he never failed me.
Not one.
You know how many times I failed somebody? I had the best intentions in the world, but I failed.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever. Girl.
Yeah. I know. Believe me, I know.
That's
and I want to, you know what? Yes, I want to say something. I want people to understand, okay, because I know the feeling of his love and his forgiveness and his just everything. Every single day, you have to give all of it to him. Give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, let it go. You say, here, it's yours. Give it to him. Let it go. And I promise you, it's going to get better. He will make it better. He's going to take it from you. He does. He takes it from you. Anything that's stressing you, that's bothering you, that has hurt you, he will take it from you. He's going to open a door for you. You nothing but light and love. I promise you that. I'm so serious. Y'all got to understand that. He is up there waiting for you to release all of it to him. And it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel so light and so precious inside. I'm trying to tell you, because that's where spirit resides anyway. So that's why you feel it inside. That's why you get filled. Okay? Your spirit gets filled up because it resides within you, in your heart. And once you get there, ain't no turning back. Because he ain't going to let you go.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm trying to tell you, if y'all just please just give it to him. Get to yourself, find that quiet place, and let it all out. And once you let it out, don't go back to it. Don't dwell on it.
Mm.
If it creeps back up here in your mind, you say, nope, you tried it. And he'll take it right back. He got you. He got you. I'm trying to tell you. Yes, when I get them old wicked thoughts popping up in my head from things that people have done to me purposely and the bad things that have taken place in my life, that stuff starts swirling around in my head. So, nope, you tried it. Not even interested.
Mm-mm.
And it's just like that.
Not today.
You chase it. Not today, Satan, or any other day. Okay? I'm trying to tell you. It's good.
I don't know who it was. But you were prophesying to somebody out there tonight.
Oh yeah. I'm a light worker, so I'm gonna spread love and light. I'm gonna put that good energy out there for y'all. But I need y'all to understand the goodness of his love. Okay, his passion for us. He cares for us. He really, really does. And I know a lot of y'all don't even get it yet. But please just release that anger that you are holding. Anger doesn't hold us. Pain doesn't hold us. We hold it. And this is how it controls us. Let it go. Let it go. And I promise you the love will come in. It's nothing like his love. Nothing. You can't compare anything to it. I'm trying to tell you. And why would you want to? After you get it, you receive it, and you understand what it is, and who he is to you, you wouldn't want to make no comparison.
Nobody's greater.
Ain't nobody greater. I'm trying to tell you. They made that song for me. I'm trying to tell you. It's so good. Ooh. Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. Oh, man. Y'all got to get a hold of
it.
And just,
it really
just
is.
Grab it. Reach out. He'll grab your hand if you reach out to him. That's what he's waiting for. He's not going to force you to do anything, but he's there waiting all the time.
He
I
told
promise
us
you that.
All that he did and more we're able to do in his mm-hmm. name. Who does mm-hmm. that?
Our Father.
Because he did. Let me tell you. Yes. Y'all better get on this thing. I'm trying to tell you, it's real.
The way things are going, it's very real. I'm telling you something, Paul. Y'all can feel it. He don't lie. Okay, I'm trying to tell you, it's I can't describe the feeling of it, but it's so good when you finally let go. Because I used to walk around angry, okay? I'd hide it with a smile and some laughter because that's naturally part of my personality too. But I got very, very good at hiding and holding things in for a long time to protect myself from any more damage. And I was holding this, holding on. It was making me sick, literally. Okay. Hate will eat you from the inside out, okay? And it will drop you where you stand if you don't let it go. Please let it go, y'all. Please let it go and come on over and get some of this love that he has for you. Please. It's so good. I'm getting emotional now, but it is. It's very, very.
You ain't said
good.
Nothing wasn't true.
Okay.
Nothing wrong.
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Ain't nothing like it. Oh man.
In these end days, we have to. We are charged with spreading the gospel. We are charged with trying to put it out there. Plant those seeds.
Yes.
That he might come and have this increase,
Yes, we do. Yes,
not
we
wrong
do.
With that.
Not a thing.
Oh, man.
I love it. I might get on some folks' nerves and be like, oh, here she come with that love and light crap. Oh, Lord, here she go.
All right.
But it's very, very
right.
real. It is. Oh, man. I ain't going to hold you up, though. I always do this. Every time I play, I take up a lot of time. But I'm telling you, I can talk about him all day, every day, because that's all I do is talk to him all day, every day.
Okay. And that's how you make it through, all day and every day, with a smile on your face.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. It's so good.
Oh,
man. Yes, he is.
All right. Danielle. What is it that La Perla has for the folks coming up?
Oh, okay. Let me start with Saturday, alternating Saturdays with Poetic. Okay. Mine is coming up this Saturday. It's Poetic Therapy with my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Yes, that is Poetic Therapy on Saturday nights at 9, every other Saturday night. Monday nights at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe with our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, essentially Janice, and Poetic. And that is Monday nights at 9. You guys would love it. Come on through. We have a second half of the show on there. They call it Pick Up Your Pen, where you are giving these prompts or statements or sayings, and you have a chance to write a piece within the time limit of a song played for those words that are given to you. You'll really, really like it because it makes you dig into your creative side. You'd be surprised at what you come up with. Wednesday night at 9, me and my beautiful co-host, my sexy diva, Ms. VIP, host The Love Zone. That is Wednesday night at 9. And the topic, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a little early.
What?
Yes, yes, and it is appropriate to say tonight on here.
I'm flabbergasted.
You know, messed up my lineup. All right. the topic. I want to know the question, the answer to this question. When did you fall in love with poetry? Okay.
Mm.
So y'all come on. Mm. Come on by. Get caught up in the love zone. That's Wednesday night at 9. And there you have it.
Well, you got one busy schedule, young lady.
Yeah, they keep me busy on here, but I love it. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
That's right. I know that's right. Well, my queen, we're going to put you back on the couch, open up the next mic, but I'm hoping that you're going to hang out with us.
Oh, I'm here.
You have a song to play.
Awesome.
You have a song.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Sing you one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
God bless you, Paul.
And next on the mic, area code 410. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Lisa Lips again this week.
Well, hello there. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you.
How
I heard
you
and Danielle, y'all was taking me to church.
Don't get this book up together. You're down here from church, yes. Yes. But it's not a bad place to be from my perspective.
No, it is not. We all could use some every now and then.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So were you able, perchance, to answer the challenge?
I have had my nose
challenge
in my notebook all day working on a piece for tonight.
Okay. I take that as a yes, huh?
Yes.
I definitely would love to hear the fruits of your labors. So with that being said,
okay,
the mic is yours, Queen.
So I was looking at the word family and the definition of what is family. And this is the piece that came called Who Is My Family? The idea of family and what makes one, by definition, is about blood, DNA that connects us one to another. But for that to continue, we have to go outside of the bloodline to grow, because to regenerate within the bloodlines weakens the strand, causing degeneration. So the only way to build a strong family is to continually reach for the unknown. I need you, who I don't know, to join me to create heart ties that lead to blood ties, to build a next generation who will then do the same. So who then is our family? I choose to believe it is those who support you, encourage you, believe in you, regardless to blood. So again, I say, who is my family? You, you, and you are my family. And as so, I should be given love, respect, honesty, integrity, human kindness, and compassion, just as I should give to you. But too many times, in too many instances, we choose not to see. We close our eyes to our common connection and dwell on our differences, so that if my skin doesn't match yours, you see me as different, less than, sinister even, so you can justify mistreating me. But understand that we were all created as one. DNA profiles can't explain exactly how we all connect, but dig deeply enough and you just might find someone who looks like me in your profile. So the next time you seek to mistreat me, understand this. My great-great-great-grandma made food in your ancestors' kitchen and received the lusts of her master. So she bore the child your great-great-granny could not have, then gave him suckle so that he grew strong to generations of hidden truths that led to you, my cousin, several times removed. So, who is my family? You are. End peace.
Wow, that was phenomenal. That was a phenomenal right. So true, so on point. You covered so much in it. The sad truth that too many times we choose to see people differently, as opposed to, like you said, down the line, way down the line, everybody's kind of related because they were those
right.
People. It's hard to claim
to believe the Bible. If you are to believe the Bible and the stories that are written there, then all of us came from one source.
Exactly. We all came from Adam and Eve.
Exactly.
Some genetic ties. And the rest of it is, like you said, our choice. But I love the part where you said someone who looks like me in your profile. That, see, because, that saying everybody has a twin. It's not saying that everybody has a twin in their idea of what they should look like. You can see yourself profile.
I was actually thinking about when I wrote that part of this poem. I was thinking about, I like watching Skip Gates, his show about DNA. He had Nora O'Donnell, who's the host of the CBS Evening News. And his final page for her showed her a picture of a very light-skinned black man and told her that was her cousin. And she asked who he was, and he said, "That's my father."
Wow. Wow.
So you never know where your bloodlines will lead you.
Yeah, definitely don't. Wow.
She's known her entire life that she was an Irish-American girl.
Huh.
She had no idea of those bloodlines.
Mm-hmm. Even today, doing this, like the Ancestry.com thing, it reveals surprises. And I'm sure
I actually have a profile in now. I'm waiting for the results.
Okay. It's real interesting. I just recently my nephew found him. He's our family historian. He recently found an older brother that we never knew we had.
Oh, wow.
71 years old. And my nephew has talked to him. And he's got to be because my one oldest, before he came along, my oldest brother's two kids, we had lost touch with many, many, many years ago. He knows them, knows how to contact them. He knows family down in Clinton, North Carolina. And my nephew was on the phone with him. They had a three-way. So let me not tie up the line with this. But, you never know. You never know who pops up. Some Caucasians in the family tree. There's a lot in there. But it all started with Adam and Eve, so.
Yeah. I can't wait for my DNA profile to show up. I have a whole side of my family that I don't know anything about.
Right.
My mother was never told. My mother was never told who her father was. So maybe this will give me some answers.
There you go. There's a very good chance of that. I don't know my way around on that site, but my nephew, that boy, he'll sit down there and mention people's names, and he's considerably younger than I. Well, read along names of people that I never knew. He's got the family tree down to it. Yeah. So I'm glad we have him.
Family kind of has one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin who
one for yours.
Well, actually, my cousin has for more than 30 years has been the family historian for all intents and purposes. That's been her job for the last 30 some odd years, and she has traced us back, or my father's bloodline, my father's side of the family, she's traced us back to somewhere in the 1600s.
Mm. Wow. Wow. That's going back a ways.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been doing this forever. And this is what she does. And so, I mean, she has, like, her ancestral, I don't know what you call it exactly, a certificate saying that she's an actual genealogist historian. Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. So she's certified. She knows what she's doing.
Exactly. And it was her curiosity that made me want to dig into more, you know, because she was asking about some things that she couldn't find ties to. And I had stories that were told to me from my father, who knew more about family and the more sinister side of things that nobody really talked about. And he had told those stories to me as a young woman. And so I told her the stories, and she was like, now things are making sense, because there was a whole nother five children down the road from where your grandparents lived that had the same name. And
okay.
And
you
couldn't
know what
figure out who
town.
Those kids were. Yeah, they were my great-great-grandfather's children by his wife's sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uh-uh. He had seven kids with my great-grandmother and five with her sister.
Wow. That was a lot of cheering.
Yeah. I'm quite sure that whenever Ancestry does, because they've had my stuff now for going on 2 months, and they're still digging in it, so I'm sure there's some confusion for them as well.
So I'm sure there's going to be some twists and turns, but that sounds exciting. I hope you pop in every now and then and keep us abreast of what's going on.
I sure will.
We got royalty on the air with us, y'all. You know, it can happen.
Anything can happen.
That's the mystery and the wonder of the modern technology. Yes, yes.
Yeah, anything can happen.
Okay. Lisa, thank you, sir. Thank you for that phenomenal piece.
Thank you.
I have to listen to the playback just so I can hear that piece again. That thing was awesome. So much meat there. Anyway, I hope you hang out with us. I'm going to bring on the next caller, and I hope you hang out for a while with us, because I think we're going to get to do another round. All
okay.
Right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. All righty.
All right. God bless you, Clint.
Thank you. One love.
One love, one mic. God bless. Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, next on the mic, coming from Canada, one of our family members from up north. Lady A, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Beautiful night. Good weather, good company. Hey.
Yes, it was a beautiful day here today. Just gorgeous. And,
really?
Yeah, lovely. Very, very lovely.
Are you in a city? Or are you out in a more far
I'm
off
I'm in
place?
A rural area yeah. now. I was in the city until I moved here last year. And I had a cottage here at the beach, and then sold the house in town, and then put a house out here. So it's my dream. Love it.
Awesome.
So I was listening, very interesting topic for the last caller, and to be able to trace your history back. I'm able to trace mine back as far as the 1700s, the late 1770s on my dad's side, and they were Irish immigrants, and on my mother's side also Irish immigrants. So I find a genealogy very fascinating, and where people come from.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. It's like a genetic puzzle, filling in pieces.
Yeah.
And especially if you have that detective strain in you, I can imagine it being a lot of fun.
Well, we have a family book, ancestral book, that one of the family members worked for many years on to trace everybody back to the original settlers, who were Daniel and Elizabeth Keith. Anyway, long story short, they had 14 children, and I'm from the line of the son James, seven generations ago. I can trace it back that far. And then to read the stories that go along with these families,
uh-huh,
is fascinating. Yeah, so it's a really good thing if you can trace it back, that's for sure.
Definitely. But even if you're not...
So did you have a particular topic tonight?
On the event page, I think I shared the event page with you. I posted a picture of a sign I saw that says, family is not anything important, it's everything. And I just put it up as a photo challenge to just write to that, to what those words say to you.
So
that's why we're the family came up for tonight.
Yeah, I have a little poem that, it's a very short poem with regard to that, because I don't feel like my background really doesn't have... good family history. And but when I married my, well, we're divorced now, but when I married my ex-husband, I was in love with his mother. His mother meant everything. She was the mother that I never had. And so this little piece is about her, and she became my family. And I want to, would like to read that to you anyway, and if I may.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a mama's boy, so you know I love to hear anything about a mama. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Her name was Aline, and she's in heaven now. But the poem is called Family Equals Aline. She was perfection, kindness, love. She was affection, goodness, love. She was compassion. She was virtuous, love. She was gentleness, gracious, love. She was luminous tenderness and love. She was forgiveness, patience, love. She was family, security, and love. She was comfort, peace, love. She was nurture, acceptance, love, my mother-in-law, and peace.
Wow. That was a very, very, very awesome tribute to, you say Aline?
Aline.
A-L-L-E-A-N.
A-L-L-E-A-N.
Okay. I'm going to post this in the event page, but I can see her smiling down upon you with her chest out and just pride radiantly beaming off of her face from that piece. That was such a beautiful, awesome depiction of somebody that just had to be a beautiful soul. You know
what? She was,
you,
she was
that woman in a beautiful way.
She was the most wonderful person that has ever been in my life. She was everything that I said in this piece and then some. She was the epitome of motherhood and love. Love. She was the best mother-in-law anybody could ever have. And I adored her.
I think you should chop off that in-law part.
Yeah,
sounds like
my mother.
She is your mother.
Yeah.
Family does not have to come to us through blood. and genetics and DNA.
Exactly.
Family are those people that stand and stand fast and stand in the stead of others as well.
There was
she
a, there was a,
your mother.
Yeah, she was. She was. She, and there was a scripture in the Old Testament, I believe it is, and I think it was. I'm trying to remember now. I think it was. Where you go, I'll follow. You know where she's
right.
Talking. Yeah, and your people are my people. Your family's my family, and that's how I felt about
mm-hmm.
her. She was the kindest soul, the sweetest person that I have ever known.
Awesome, awesome. Isn't it a blessing? I think,
truly.
And don't quote
truly.
Me, but I think that's from the book of Ruth. I believe.
Yeah, I used to have that stuff.
I'm
going to
check into that, and I'll post it in the events page after the show.
You know, I can never find these event pages. Where are they?
What is your name on Facebook?
Andrea Wheaton.
W-E-A-T-O-N?
W-H-E-A-T-O-N.
H? Give that to me again, please.
W-H-E-A-T-O-N.
E-A-T-O-N. Okay. Maybe I don't have you as a friend. I'll check into that shortly and send you a friend request. Then I can
okay.
post the when I make I'll be able to post the event page either through Messenger or on your page.
These are the event pages where you can make comments and stuff too, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, because I can never find the event pages. I don't know why.
They might be in events, but we're going to take care of that. So. We won't have that problem anymore. Let's see. A-N-D-R-E-A. Wheaton, right there. All right. I just sent you a friend request.
Okay. Now, you know where it's from? It's from Ruth 1, verse 16.
You found it. Okay. You're good. You can multitask very well.
And then here's what it says. And this is I sent this to her one time. I sent her a little card with this in it. Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people and thy God my God.
Yes, yes. That's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, that's another example of a unconditional love. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave my homeland. I'm going to become a foreigner, an outcast in your land with you, and your people who will look down upon me will be my people because I love you that much.
Yeah.
Yes. It's beyond comprehension.
She was very influential in my becoming a Christian, too. She and my father-in-law.
All right.
Heard me?
I said, all right, all right. Yes. Talk about another one for Ma.
Yeah. It's a story and a half, but, yeah, I owe a lot to her, and I very much loved her. She just was a magnificent person. And when my father-in-law passed away a couple of years after she did, the day that he passed away, the nurse was there getting him shaved up and everything. He said, give me a good
mm-hmm.
shave. I'm going to meet my wife today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm,
yeah.
That's beautiful. He knew where he was going and was happy to get there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't wait. There's some people I definitely want to see.
You know, on my career, I was a registered nurse, and I worked most
mm-hmm.
of my career in palliative care, family
okay.
practice and palliative care. And I saw a great many things like that when people were dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real affirmation of faith, not only for those that were dying, but for those watching and, you know, taking care of them. Because there were so many things that I saw that were undeniable. And there was one gentleman, I'll be quiet after this, if you want me to. there was when my brother was dying, he shared a room with another man who was also dying. And his wife was sitting with him, and all of a sudden he said to her, "I'm dying." And she said, "How do you know?" He said, "There are angels all around my bed."
Whoa. Well, that just gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
And there was another younger man. Oh, yes, you know, it's undeniable. And there was another younger man in a palliative room, and he had been unable to speak for probably 3 days, I'm going to say. And then all of a sudden, he said, we were getting him fixed up for the night, and he said, "Rosa died." And we all looked at each other, and Rosa was a patient in the next room, and they didn't know each other. But he spoke that. He spoke, "Rosa died." And so I went next door, and sure enough, she had passed on. But her spirit obviously came to visit him because he knew.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There's so many wonders to behold.
Yes. Fantastic.
I can't wait for that part of life. I'm not rushing it now. Don't get it wrong. I'm not really rushing it. But
we're not going to catch the bus tonight.
Right. That's the perfect example of that scripture that says death has lost its sting. I don't fear it.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to it, you know. I'm not rushing it, but I look forward to it in its due time.
I do too. And there's so many that are afraid, you know, at the last minute. They're so terrified. And there was great opportunity there too. So it's, you know, where life is just a blink of an eye here on this earth.
Yeah, this is, you know, like the Bible says, a year for us could be a second in the Creator's eye because he has no concept of time. He has always lived outside of the confounds of time. So we just haven't realized, we're not able to realize the full grasp of timelessness, no time, that we can't understand it, but we will.
Yes.
But we will. God be the glory. Look, Lady A, I will be sure that you get invites to all the shows from this point forward as soon as you accept my friend request. It's coming from Paul Sampson.
Okay, great.
Okay,
yes.
I'll be sure that you get those. Okay, so I'm going to give La Perla Negra a chance to play her favorite song or her other favorite song that she's been chomping at the bits to play, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. And continue hanging out with us. God bless you.
I'm sorry? God bless you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Danielle.
Voice, we are your song. You are God. We are your people. You are the light we stand in awe.
Thank you.
Okay, Danielle. I give you that one. Ooh-wee. Send your spirit, Lord. Okay, we're going to open this last mic up. I'm sorry, Gina, that you had to wait for that song, but I know Danielle was chomping at the bits to play it, and I was anxious to hear what it was. And once I heard it, I knew it. That's a beautiful song. Hey, Gina. Welcome to the Inspiration Factor. How are you? Are you muted?
Of course I am. Happy Sunday, Paul. You know what my thought was? Sometimes, and a lot of people feel the same way that I do, sometimes you come to church for fellowship, and sometimes you're in the sanctuary mm-hmm. because you want to hear the word. There are other times when you yeah. need a song to uplift your spirit, but no matter what it is that you needed, it's going to be provided. So I thank you and salute you for being obedient and following your spirit and making sure that one of God's children was fed. So I cannot ever feel like I was placed on hold or I had to wait. I was not waiting. I was worshiping.
Amen. Amen. Whew. God be the glory. See how he works?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the simplest things in life, in hindsight, you can see, oh, I see your hand, Lord. I see your hand, Lord. I see your hand here, Lord. I see it there, Lord. Every aspect of our life, he's there. We just have to take these blinds and these scales off our eyes and see it, recognize it for what it is. And you said a very important word, and be obedient.
Yes.
You know, doesn't look good to see his hand trying to guide you over this way and you walk right through it to the other side and fall off the cliff, you know.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, we have to be obedient. Amen, amen, amen. So, I don't have to ask you, did you write today? To the photo challenge. I know
that
you
part.
Can freestyle something to the photo challenge. That's an unfair thing to ask of you.
Right. No.
Because you're ready one way or the other.
Yeah, I want to just be clear on the topic at hand because I was spirit led to believe that this was relating to family.
Yeah.
So if I'm confused, please let me know. Okay. So
I posted something somewhere on Facebook.
Sure.
That said, family is not anything important. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I posted that on the event page, and just the theme for tonight was photo challenge.
Okay.
Write,
well, I'm with Andrea Whedon, a.k.a. Lady A. I didn't see the event page,
yeah.
but this is my
mm-hmm.
church. So it didn't matter to me.
You don't have your excuse because you get the event page.
No, I do. And here's the thing. I just didn't go to it. I was having a bad people day.
Yeah.
So social media wasn't an option for me.
Okay.
And then as my day got better,
we all have that.
And the closer we got to the Inspiration Factory, I knew that it was a necessity for me to be here, not an option. So that quote about family isn't anything, it's everything, is the epitome of how I feel about family.
Amen.
I'm going to title my freestyle What I Need, because a lot of times we want what we want, and I get that, because I don't think that I'm selfish, but I do recognize the fact that I'm spoiled. So you want what you want, because who tells you no when everybody says yes? So these aren't things that one wants. These are things that are a necessity. So I'm just going to title my freestyle The Things That I Need. Thank you. The things that I need aren't actually things, but people. Indeed, I think about this every single day of my existence, especially since COVID-19, socially distancing. I've been doing that for quite some time and didn't even realize that was a thing of mine. And then something crazy happened a couple of weeks ago. I had to go to a doctor's appointment with my second mom, and she's my aunt, my mother's sister, Myra. they grew up very close. There's like 2 years difference between the two of them. My aunt would be the elder and my mother the baby. And they currently are living together because mom had an ablation on her back that same day. Climbing the stairs for her are difficult at best, so I've been here in what I call the house that love built, the nucleus of our family's nest. When my grandchildren come here and they look in my mother's room and they don't see her, but they say things that belong to me, they say, Gigi, are you sleeping in Graham's bed? I am. Do you still sleep upstairs? They ask me. I say, occasionally, but not regularly. They said, so it's just you here? I said, yeah. They said, are you okay? I am, really. My support system is amazing. The village that helped raise me helped me raise my mini-me. And we, in turn, are all raising my grandchildren that I dubbed the famous three. So the things, again, that I have to repeat that are important to me and a necessity, they're my family. My mother's mom who gave birth to me, the mom who had no daughter and adopted me, the mom that I most like, and my mother even calls her my real mom, and her daughter is my mother's daughter, and we get that. No one feels like they're being slighted, and there is no envy. I've been lucky and blessed in so many ways, and I see it every day, because sometimes the enemy is busy, and we're being tested. And our armor has to always be in position. We have to make sure that we're ready for the opposition because the enemy is busy and he knows that his time is short. So the thing that I hold on to most, other than my relationship with my Creator every single day, is my family. Because I know each of us are Christians and we pray. We're looking out for each other. We're making sure that there's a hedge of protection that's been raised above us. Maybe a gate for some people who are guarding their gates, but you know what I'm talking about because we love us. We're doing this in a way that we need to, and it's a necessity, not just an option, you see. A couple of days ago, I spoke to my grandfather, and he told me when I was a child, I didn't even understand the significance of it now. I do because I'm 51 and he's 91, and he said, take care of your feet and your teeth. So if I have to have surgery on my big toe that I broke twice because arthritis is the first place that hurts on my body, and I cannot repeat that one twice. It's an agony that I wouldn't want to wish on an enemy. I think that I'm developing a bunion on my right foot. And I'm thinking, oh, well, it is what it is. I hate surgeries because I've had so many. But the wonderful thing about my support system is the people in my life who've already been through it will take care of me. And I know exactly what to do because they have already done this and they survived it too. So we're warriors, the people that I'm related to. Lisa Lips was mentioning the fact that she was going to be going through the process of finding out where she come from in her lineage. We have a historian in our family. His name is Kenneth Larkin on my mother's side. He looked back on all the people who were related to me over the decades, the years, and the centuries. And you know what I demised? I'm only black visually. Because on paper, I'm mostly a native Hispanic woman, apparently of Jewish descent. So it's not the way that you're packaged, the people that love you and that you're related to. The love that you get from them is the agape that you get from God. So hold on to. There are people who come in and out of your life and they're seasonal, but the people who always be there for you, they're not always your skin folk, but they're always your kin folk. And that's why I love my family. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Yeah, definitely let us know that family is everything. I can almost see you, not creeping, but just with a security blanket over your shoulder, your thumb in your mouth, creeping up to grandma's room to lay down.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's what. A connection that can't be, it can't be faked.
No.
It can't be forced.
Uh-uh.
You know, it's just a love and a security that is ever there. Like you said, you can look in the room and you still see them. So the
yeah.
things that, are, they, you see them everywhere.
Yes.
So much.
Absolutely.
Beautiful tribute to family. And the things that you need are just that, family. The things that we all need, whether we admit it or not.
They're not options. They're a necessity. I love my poetry family. I love the Epiphany family. I'm so happy and blessed to be here in the sanctuary. I'm going to continue to listen, Paul. One love, one mic. I know where to go.
One love, one mic. All right. God bless you, Claude. Wow. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece. What we're going to do now is we're going to play a song. And then I want you all, when we come back, we're going to do a speed round, or the band put some pole speed round. But before you say the title of your piece and your name, I want you to just shout out one family member. Then introduce yourself, the title of your piece. Do your piece. When you finish, let us know that you're finished with whatever phrase you choose. And we'll go on to the next. Then when we finish that, we're going to pray, and we're going to listen to a little music and close the show out. But this has been an awesome show. So right now, dig out your second piece while we listen to this. Yolanda Adams. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to start our speed round. I'm going to open your mic. As I said, I would like for you to shout out a family member, whichever one you choose. Give the title of your piece, your name, go into your piece, let us know when you finish. If you choose not to participate, then just say pass. You can still shout out a family member and just say pass, and we'll go on to the next mic. And with that, I guess, no, I'm not going to start. I'm going to bring up the rear. We're going to bring Danielle in first. Hello, Danielle.
Yes, there you go. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to shout out my sister Laverne. She's dealing with a lot of aches and pains, and she could use some prayers, y'all. All right. Name of my piece is Why I Love Him Like I Do. I've been tried and tested. My heart run through the mill and stepped all over. My name drug through the mud so much so my self-confidence was shot. My body so weak I'd become friends with the floor. Depressed and feeling abandoned and lost. When I reach out to mankind, they smacked my hand. They just wouldn't acquiesce to my cries, and I was shunned. And then one night, I heard the sweetest voice call to me that I couldn't ignore. And in that moment, he laid his hands on me. I was lifted, and I knew everything was as right as rain. So I can't be broken, because with what he's done and keeps doing for me, my faith doesn't sway. It does not, cannot change. His strength is in my strength. So I still stand. And I'm just trying to tell somebody how I walk around in the victory every day. Change is coming, y'all. Come get you some. In his goodness. He's a mighty conqueror because he died and rose for us. And that is why I love him like I do. That's the peace.
This is going out to my cousin Yolanda. By blood, we're second cousins once removed, but nobody could be any closer to me than she is. This piece is called My North Star. She was loved and sheltered and beautiful, kept close for fear she might be stolen. Early days were torturous and neglectful, so this life was how she thrived. She came into my life in the summer of my fifth year. She was just shy of three, and the bond between us was strong from the start. They sat us together on my grandma's back steps. We shared summer fruits and became sisters that day. And that grew into a friendship that defies all rules of logic. We've spent years apart, yet never have known a strange day. And no matter how life has twisted and turned, we're ever by each other's side, even if you don't see it. Because nothing can break this bond. We have shared laughs and tears, dark nights and sunny days, firsts, lasts, endings and beginnings. We've lived through loss of parents and family and partners and friends, and through it all, we've grown stronger. No one can be who she is to me, and no, we don't always see eye to eye, but nothing ever affects the love. I don't know what lies before us. All I know is I wish to go forward knowing her heart beats between mine, and together we make a song that only us two can hear, for she is my blood, my compadre, and my very best friend, and time or circumstance can never change that. From this life to the next, the yin to my yang, interconnected yet independent in the world, she will always be my North Star, and I love her beyond measure. And that's that piece.
This peace goes out to my daughter, Charity. And it's called The Beast. Screaming. I am screaming. Why? Why is it so cruel? A wolf devouring every creature in sight. Taming has been impossible. The beast insists on being fed. Innocent victims fall prey. Though this through this creature is fate, it kills for hate. Vacant are its eyes, absent is its soul. No one can intervene, not me, not you, not them, not God. It uses its leverage to gain power. It knows no one will harm it as long as the kits are held as pawns. It is skilled and flaunts the kits. I want to pat the beast, to help it remember when it was tame, when it returned affection and love. How could this once dove-like creature become hardened and filled with hate? Why does it bite the hand who lovingly bathed and brushed and loved it? Oh, wild one, come sit by me. Let my love pour into you. Let me. Snapping and snarling, such anger. The fire in its eyes are torches for its enemy, oozing, leeching, percolating until it's blind. Let me. I cannot scream forever. In peace.
Tim, I want to shout out, it's my daughter, Stephanie Coleman. I'm titling this piece, Mini Me. I've been pregnant 4 times with 5 children, and I had 1 live birth. I do not abort any. It goes against my morals and my belief system, really. I'm not knocking anybody who felt like they needed to not have a child that they were pregnant with, but I'm going to tell you what happened with me. I got married when I was 21. I saved myself for my husband, and on our honeymoon, the deed was done. I literally got pregnant the day after my marriage, and 6 months later, almost to the same date, one day previous, my water broke on the 17th, and I delivered a dry birth cesarean that was an emergency to a child that weighed 3 pounds and 14 ounces and had a lung and a quarter. There were people who thought that she would not make it, including all of those from my Lamaze class. They were on a tour of the hospital on the 18th and saw that I was already in labor and delivery. Some of them came back the next day. One of the nurses asked some of the other faculty members who worked at the hospital, doctors and nurses, who is she? And they said, what do you mean? There's 57 people waiting to meet and greet her new baby. They said, I don't think she's a celebrity. She's just a mom who had a baby early with a big family. She laughed and shrugged, and then she came and spoke to me. I told her the same thing, and she couldn't believe it was a reality. No, I actually been blessed that way. My father was the oldest of 11, my mother the 7th of 9. I felt like having a big family was just part of how you grow up. That had been the whole situation for me all of my life. My husband was the youngest of 8. He had lost his family because he moved to another state. He felt like he was disconnected from his mother and his siblings when he came to Illinois and met me. And one day on the telephone, he told his mother, I think I found the woman I'm going to marry. That was 18 years ago last month. Our daughter will be 30 in October. I love her with every fiber of my being. People have seen some of the things that we've gone through previously, and all they can do is ask of me, how could it be possible for me to love her to infinity? But I have to say to them explicitly, I only had 1 shot at being a mommy. And I think that I did it right. And I remember the day we were in court and my daughter was 11, and the judge asked my child which of her parents she wanted to live with, her mommy or her daddy. She said, my mother is wheelchair bound, but I feel like she's a better parent than my able-bodied dad. He got mad. So on that day, I didn't get a divorce, but we did. So for many years, I had already accepted this. I was a single mother who had a husband, and I won't be remiss. I was very upset by most of it. But the reality is this. We have a relationship that cannot be severed. A tie that is amazing, and she will do for me whatever. I would do the same for her, lay down my life for my daughter and the three children that she's given me. They're my grandchildren, and you already know I call them the famous three. Family means the world to me. And I had to, for my daughter, because I love her to infinity, dedicate this piece to her because she's my anchor. And sometimes I would get swept away at sea in peace.
I'm shouting out, everybody knows that, my mother Edith. That was my heart. That is my heart. And the title of this piece is That's Love. That feeling that invaded your heart when you first looked into your newborn's eyes. That's love. That true love, the kind of love that never does, that never dies, though the good times, the times of laughter, drama, and even the time to cry. That pervasive sense of oneness when you look into your mate's eyes and before a holy God, he utters the words, I do. That's love. And you know this because the object of that love is one way or another, always with you. This was the result of one of those seeds planted, and this is the love that grew. So allow yourself to be beaten, humiliated, spit upon and nailed painfully to a tree. That's love. And it's available freely, lovingly, and eternally for both you and me. To make a way back into good graces with the living God when all roads seem to lead to hell and damnation because of the sacrifice of one who had never sinned, yet paid our sin's price. To that eternal paradise we may be ushered in. To offer a way over Satan and his tricks and ploys, we can still call upon a power that ensures we will win. To forgive our shortcomings and hard-headed way over and over and over again. To be the Almighty God, Creator, the ultimate physician, and yet avail himself to be our friend. That's love. That's that peace. Oh, man. You know, tonight's show was the epitome of the phrase, it's about quality, not quantity. So we were small in numbers. The inspiration, the love, the spirit that was shared here tonight was phenomenal. It was beyond measure. I thank everyone that called in tonight. I thank those that wanted to call in but couldn't for whatever reasons, you know. Thank you guys. That speed round was phenomenal. I'm going to shout out my CEO, Fayola the Poet. My brother, if it weren't for you. Hey, there he is. He done snuck in the back door. You come to get in on the speed round?
What it be? Yes, I do, man. What it
oh,
be
I see
for?
Another hand up, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, man. You get no ball.
Huh?
You get no
excuse me? I don't get old. I get
older. you got a lot of salt and pepper on you, Bob.
Oh, wow. For real. What you got for us, my brother? Or are you just coming in to hang out for a minute? Or both?
No, I came in to join in.
All right, all right. In that case, I'm going to close my mouth. Yes, sir.
I'm okay, close. Thank you.
The mic is yours, King.
Thank you, my brother. this piece. I want to shout out my son, Larry Douglas Maddox III. And the title of this piece is You Keep Blessing Me. You keep blessing me. Lord, I don't know why you keep blessing me, but somehow you keep blessing me. In spite of me, you keep blessing me. Touching me, lifting me up with your blessings. 3 heart attacks I've had, yet you keep me here with your healing. Once I submitted, pleaded, and prayed to be forgiven and felt your forgiveness, Lord, I submit to your will and cherish your blessings. Then you gave me purpose, showed me how to pray. Prayer works if you work it. When spoken through faithful lips, heard by ears way up in heaven, I'm available for your services. A soldier in your army, you protect me, strengthens me in moments of weakness. I thank the seen and the unseen, Lord. They don't see you. They say that you're invisible, but I know that you're there. I feel you. We can't see oxygen, but breathing is possible. Jealousy. Folks praying against me, praying on a tragedy, you know, some kind of injury, just because your light shines on me, shines brighter while I'm praising thee. You know envy and misery love company. Lord, they don't know you. I don't know about and don't know about submittance, your love or forgiveness. Lord, I'm a witness. I lost my house. You turned around and gave me a home with way more rooms, more mouths to feed, gas and heat, 1 fish and a loaf of bread, and you fed me and my whole family. Folks claim to have faith in you. Faith is nothing without trust. I put my trust in you. Yes, there was a time when I was doubting you, but today there is no denying you. I'm nothing without you. I've fallen before. I've been in and out and back and forth, relapsed spiritually, yet somehow you keep blessing me. I don't know why you keep blessing me. I don't know why you keep blessing me in this cold, cold world and these streets. You warm me, keeps me warm, keeps on blessing me. Blessing me. I don't know why you keep on blessing me, Lord, but you keep on blessing me. You just keep on blessing me. Keep on blessing me. Lord, 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 you just keep on blessing me, and I thank you. And I'm going to keep on blessing you. Keep on blessing you. They don't know, but I do. And I'm going to keep on praising you, Lord. I'm going to keep on praising you. Praising and blessing you, Lord. I'm going to keep on praising you. And Lord, thank you. I don't know why, but I'm going to keep on blessing you for real, in peace. Yes.
How's it going, brother?
Hey,
I came,
put your piece,
I came
brother.
To share. All right. It's called And I May. Doesn't death die by the dozens? Multiplied abundance of the death. Reach deeper than the depths, dug. 6 regions separated from degrees burning deeper than 1 sea. Sons caught up with the runs of races run. Plight crosses daughters like month to month term. Songs of echo sound familiar. Similar corridors spin us through all the doors we walk through. Without a ease as memory slip, then we forget. But does a memory serve the end? A dish best served cold was something we couldn't. No pretends, we know revenge, contempt is stolen. What a savage verse. I'll pause for method. Purse is snatched from tighter grip to tighten the tightest. What recites to life? What sits beside us? But suffer nothing what I heard when drowning. Emptiness observed, absurd to think a bird could perch on what we found astounding. Soundless as it seems, just as it seems, I'm blue because I'm holding out for you to sing along forevermore. Another story drawn, dressed for the only death. Ain't nothing left to address unless you look to draw it out. And I may. MP.
Wow. Awesome.
That voice sounds like somebody I haven't heard in a long time. Who was that?
It's Rome.
Okay, that's what I thought. Where you been?
Yeah. Man, you know, going through life changes. Trying to stay blessed, man. How y'all doing, man?
We all doing well. We're doing well. We're here, so hey.
That's good, and I'm
right
back. So, yeah,
this
it's a full circle, baby.
This is the man that's king of starting a
pop-up show at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm stay on until 8 o'clock in the morning. And then he calls in here as the very last caller.
I'm trying to get back in, man. I got to get back into my inspirations, though. I'm here for a reason. So whatever little I can get to wind myself back in is going to help. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Appreciate
I expect to hear from you next Sunday, then. All right.
Definitely. I do my best. God bless you, man. Appreciate you.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, wow. That was a good way to close the show. I haven't heard from that brother in a minute. But I want to thank once again everybody coming through. I want to thank my older brother and my CEO, Kirill the Poet, for giving me the opportunity. And y'all remember, this is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300, 9 p.m. every Sunday night. Come on through and join us. But before we listen to the next song and before we depart from the airways, unless there's something that you wanted to say before we go into prayer, for real?
Hey, man. I just want to encourage people, man, to keep their heads up, keep strong, and stay with the faith, man. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen. Okay. If you guys don't mind joining me at the front. Oh, wait a minute. Rome, this is a speed round, and we were shouting out one family member that just kind of stands out to us. And I'm going to incorporate all those. Or add all of those names to the closing prayer. So is there someone?
Yeah, my Aunt Lisa.
All right. Thank you, sir. Now.
Thank you.
If you all don't mind joining me at the throne. Heavenly Father, I come to you full this evening, Lord, for your word in this program tonight, Father God. We thank you for your presence here, Lord. Thank you for the ability to write things to inspire your people to uphold your name, Father God. Father God, we hold up Laverne. We hold up, Father God, Yolanda, Father God, and Charity.
Yes.
Stephanie Coleman, Mini-Me.
Yes, Lord. Peter. Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, we hold up Larry Maddox. Excuse me, Larry Douglas.
Yes, Lord.
Third. We hold
yes,
up.
Lord, Jesus,
Father God. We know they're there.
Yes, God.
They're in your hands, Father.
Yes, God.
Release and release our control over them, Father God. We just offer
yes,
them to
Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes,
Father.
Have
God,
your
we also ask that you would come
have
to
way.
Us, Father God.
Us, Lord.
Lord. Who has
yes, God.
Lost contact with someone who is at ill ends with another family member. Another family member, Father, we ask that you would just come in here, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would mend
in the name of Jesus.
Bring us back together, Lord. Father
God,
we pray a blessing upon every caller on this platform this evening, Lord. Continue to use us, Lord.
Use us,
Father
Lord.
God. In these end days, Father God, we have a responsibility to sow seed. To pick up our shield, Father God, and prepare for war.
Yes, Father.
Father, we ask as we leave from this platform, never your presence. We say that we love you, Father God. We just ask that you would place your hedge of protection around us and the families of those that are here this evening. Let's continue to hold,
yes,
hold us up, Lord. And we'll be
yes,
sure
Lord.
To give you all the praise, Father. All the honor.
Yes, God.
And all the
yes, Lord. Yes,
in
God.
In the mighty name, Jesus.
Jesus. Amen.
That we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you, man.
Amen.
Him. withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Come on, you say.
You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, you're God, you're God, and oh Him, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King, eternal.
Forever. Come on, begin to minister to Him tonight. Amen.